Pam Worthy, I'm Vice Chair of Newcastle North East Stop the War Coalition. So our next speaker is Fran Heathcote, who is a British trade unionist and the current General Secretary of the Public and Commercial Services Union. And she was originally the President and elected as the first female General Secretary in 2024, is that right? Yeah. Last month. Last month, 1st of February, yes, sorry. Okay, so I'll just pass over to you to tell them more about it.
Along with that, but it's a real privilege to be here and obviously to talk to you at such a pivotal and treacherous moment for the people of Palestine. I'm immensely proud of the relationship that PCS has, both with Stop the War but also with organisations like Palestine Solidarity, and I'll go on to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But it's been over 4 months now since the Israeli onslaught began, and each passing day brings new horrors, new atrocities, and grim new milestones, because it didn't really start 4 months ago, did it? It's something that's been going on for absolutely years. Seeing the ethnic cleansing of Gaza happen in real time on our television screens and our phones, while those in power not only fail to stop it, but give diplomatic cover and arm those responsible, conjures up a profound sense of anger in all of us. And I think this is about the fifth Stop the War event I've spoken at over the last 7 days. And where you go, there is that same profound sense of anger and injustice. But for as long as that is inflicted upon the people of Palestine, Gaza and the West Bank, and until it's a free and independent nation, we're going to continue with meetings like this, and we will continue boycotting, and we will continue protesting. But before I talk about what my union PCS has been doing, I want to talk about the revolting scenes in Westminster last week. It was a day that should have been about standing shoulder to shoulder with Palestine and sending a clear message that what's needed is nothing less than an immediate and permanent ceasefire. Instead, it was hijacked by Keir Starmer and the Labour Party, who targeted the SNP motion and replaced it with a deliberately feeble one of their own, which removed the reference to collective punishment. In an astonishing act of cynicism, the whole sorry saga has been framed as a necessary one to protect MPs from abuse. People here today, don't need reminding that calling on your MP not to support the genocide of Gaza isn't abuse, it's accountability. What last week demonstrated once again is that we cannot rely on MPs in Westminster who choose to play political games with the lives of innocent Palestinians to do what's right. And that's where the trade union movement comes in. Internationalism is a core principle of our movement, and standing up for oppressed people everywhere runs through everything we do. PCS, as I say, has been a long-standing supporter of the cause for Palestinian freedom, and I'm immensely proud that we, for many years, led calls demanding justice for the people of Palestine in Gaza and the West Bank. We were the first union to publish a statement in response to the escalation in violence and to quickly to agree to what is for us a large donation of £10,000 to Palestine Solidarity. I've been incredibly proud to bring my union solidarity, and until there's a ceasefire and the killing stops, I give you my commitment that I will continue to do so. We won't stop because of what's at stake and the unimaginable suffering that's inflicted. We know that since the beginning of October, the humanitarian situation in Gaza has deteriorated at an appalling rate. Let us condemn the dreadful role of the West in enabling and endorsing Israel's behaviour. We have to absolutely oppose escalation. We've all read the stats, but I want to mention a few that highlight just how grave things have become and how much worse they're going to get. On average, 247 Palestinians are being killed or at risk of being killed every single day. That includes 48 mothers every day, 2 every hour, and more than 117 children every day. Each day, at least 10 Palestinian children will have one or both legs amputated, many without anaesthesia. Palestinians in Gaza now make up 80% of the people worldwide suffering from famine or catastrophic hunger, according to the latest UN report. Diarrhea in the under fives has increased by 2,000%. Miscarriages in Gaza have increased by 300% under Israeli bombing. According to UNICEF, 19,000 children in Gaza are now orphaned or have ended up alone with no adults to look after them, which has resulted in the creation of a really terrifying new acronym being used by humanitarian workers, WCNSF, which means Wounded Child, No Surviving Family. That's a list of horrors that only scratches the surface as the atrocities continue, and with virtually no pushback from the international community, the IDF acts with more and more impunity. As a case in point, on the 17th of October, a bomb was dropped on the hospital in Gaza City. Every bit of evidence available, of which there was plenty, showed it was clearly dropped a large Israeli bomb that had been dropped, killing nearly 500 people. Israel denied it was responsible, and what followed were days, if not weeks, of debate as to whether Israel would drop a bomb on a hospital. Fast forward 4 months, though, and all 36 of Gaza's hospitals are now not operational because of Israeli bombing. The obliteration of hospitals is only one aspect of a barbaric assault, and that is why the focus of my union has been to call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, a stop to the killings, and to allow all humanitarian aid into Gaza. What the people of Palestine need now is a ceasefire, an end to the bloodshed, and a permanent and just peace. We've always said that there will be no justice or peace without a free and independent Palestine. What that looks like and the form it's going to take has to be discussed, but the immediate priority is to stop the killing. I just want to give you a little anecdote in closing. I represent workers employed in government departments, and those members, many, many members, are horrified by what they're seeing on the telly and what they're seeing on their phones. So they, one office in the HMRC decided to do a little collection for the people of Palestine and sold pin badges. They were stopped by the HMRC and told that that was not in line with HMRC values because it could be seen as being political. They wanted to give a small amount of money to MAP, Medical Aid for Palestine, and they were stopped from doing so. Our response in PCS was to immediately donate £10,000 to Medical Aid for Palestine that same day. The role the government is playing in all of this, and that's why the PCS will continue supporting and campaigning. We'll work closely with all of you that want to campaign with the biggest coalition that we can muster. Thank you so much for asking me to speak in solidarity.